it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So you know how we have this pattern that has emerged from the Reardon Roundtable? We have five panelists who've gone to federal prison from the Roundtable. Kind of an unusual situation, right? We're always on the lookout for that. There's another pattern that's emerging here from the Mark Reardon Show. If you're a guest on the Mark Reardon Show, you go on to big things.
That's true.
Big, huge things. Scott Jennings, what's he got now? Syndicated radio show. He's more popular than ever. Cut his teeth, basically, on this show, right?
Of course.
My next guest, Bhatyanga Sargon. Now she's a big TV star. Big, fancy TV star. Surprised she could come on the radio with me this afternoon. How are you, Bhatia?
I'm so pleased to be here with you, Mark. Thank you so much for having me. I'm sorry it's been a while. I believe I only turned down one invitation, though. So, you know.
No, one thing.
The invites.
Yeah, one thing I should tell you is that I was out for a while with some health issues over the summer, so it's been a while
we
have caught up. Everything's fine. I'm good now, but I had about 2 months that I was not on the radio. So some of it was that we weren't connecting with you that way. But yeah, you got a new, before we talk about some of these issues, you're on News Nation. The show is called Bhatia. Tell us about it.
It's actually called Bhatia exclamation point.
Oh,
Mark.
I messed it up. Darn it. I blame Fred for that.
I'm very excited about it. It airs Saturday at 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. We record it on Fridays. We're just having such a great time. We've had Megyn Kelly and we've had Howard Lutnick. We've had Dr. Oz last week. And then we have a panel with a liberal and a conservative. We talk about media fails, all the news of the week, and I open it with a little editorial monologue in which I talk about what we've learned about America last week, and that's been just really gratifying and, you know, creating an audience, and it's truly, you know, this isn't something I even realized I could, like, pray for or dream of for myself, so it's a little bit overwhelming on that front, but I feel very grateful to God and to the audience and to News Nation for taking a chance on me.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, because we hooked up with you maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. You always stood out as someone who was a great guest, and, you know, you get invited back when that happens.
Aww.
And other people felt the same way, and I like your perspective, because it's different, and you're not, for example, afraid, and I've seen this even in the last couple of weeks, you're not afraid to, you know, break bad on RFK Jr. or Trump or call them out when needed. And I appreciate that as someone who also tries to do that, you know, when necessary.
I really appreciate that. I have to say, the like MAHA movement it's the closest the pushback against me has come since I like defected from the left. Like when I was on the left, the pushback you got from leftists was just like ridiculously brutal, personal, nasty, cruel, mean. And like, it's kind of like, you know, when you say like, oh, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't be making mothers like feel like it's their fault if their child has autism, or I don't know, maybe we shouldn't be saying without any evidence that like vaccines cause autism. They get really, really, really mad. But like you said, it's so important to me to keep my independence. I was, you know, put on this planet to tell the truth, and I might be wrong about that, of course. Like, I bring a lot of humility to my journalism, but as far as I can tell, I'm not wrong about this. And I do think that, you know, what Trump did last week, for example, with Pfizer, working really hard to bring down the cost of drugs for average Americans, like, that is amazing.
Like, yeah.
That is huge. That is Trump once again stealing a Democrat issue out from under their noses because they're too busy thinking about themselves to actually take care of working class Americans. So I want to push in that direction, like full steam ahead on the healthcare stuff in that arena, and a little bit less with the, you know, vaccine skepticism.
So let's talk about the media overall, because this Barry Weiss Paramount CBS story, I'm going to talk about a little bit more in the show a little later. I talked about it last week. This is huge. This is so big. Now, I don't know. Maybe I should say the potential is huge for Barry. So she leaves the New York Times years ago. She creates the Free Press. I love the FP. I've subscribed for a while. You've been published in the FP, if I'm not, you know, mistaken. So Paramount buys that, but also puts her in charge in an editorial decision-making position at CBS News. There could be, again, I better say potential, huge implications to the media landscape because of this deal. Don't you think, Batya?
100%.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben, I have to start by saying I'm totally not objective. I'm a columnist at the Free Press. You know, I've met Barry, you know, on multiple occasions, and I, you know, she's my boss at the Free Press. So I'm totally, totally not objective. But I do think it's really a shot across the bow to the mainstream media. It's so cool that somebody could have started something on their own, something scrappy and startup-y, and then from that perch, really transform the mainstream itself, the institutions that are really failing us as Americans. So I think it's really exciting, and I wish her all the best.
Yeah, the content on the Free Press is unique, and I have a lot of guests who are columnists, and I love the way that they present the stories. But, you know, going back to what might happen at CBS, I mentioned this in the opening. You know, there are people out there that are saying, oh, the CBS staffers are nervous. They hope that they don't do anything with the big shows like 60 Minutes. My position would be, oh, maybe we should start with 60 Minutes, because a lot of us trust the reporting on that show, and sometimes we shouldn't. And look, Barry is no conservative, right? She's a lefty, and she's going to, you know, not necessarily tip things in the other direction, which is not what we're expecting, but make things a little bit more fair. Look at these stories where there's things, especially on the women's sports front, that would be one that jumps out at me, that they seem to be verboten from saying, or they're unwilling to say. And if they do, they get called out by their fellow employees. That's where I think some of this is going to stop, because I think that maybe Barry can manage that newsroom in a different way, maybe in a more unique way than any newsroom in television has ever been managed.
It's so funny that people cast her as a conservative, because, of course, you're completely right. She's a liberal. But she will be able to say, OK, where do we get the MAGA conservative to give the perspective that 60% of the nation has on this issue or that issue? Right. And not just allow them to get away with giving the kind of, you know, Democratic talking points pablum that have really been the defining feature of most of the mainstream media in America today.
Well, I think you've addressed this on your TV show. Let's talk about the shutdown here a little bit. I heard John Kennedy, Senator Kennedy, he's one of my favorites. He said his prediction would last probably another week. I thought maybe later this week this thing would be taken care of, and maybe it will. But this argument over whether or not illegals are getting tax money for their health care, I think you popped off on that, didn't you?
Yeah, we actually had Dr. Oz on, and I asked him this exact question. I said, look, Democrats are saying the shutdown is about, you know, ACA credits, about keeping premiums low for working class Americans on their health care. Republicans are saying, no, it's about keeping illegals off of, you know, the Medicaid rolls, off of being able to access government-funded health care. The Democrats say, well, it is already illegal for illegal aliens to access Medicaid or government-funded health care. And so they accuse the Republicans of lying. But of course, that is not true. Of course, illegal aliens are accessing government health care. First of all, there's a Reagan-era law that says that anybody who walks into an emergency room has to be seen. So that's like already they're lying, because we know that that is not the case. But what the Republicans undid with the Big Beautiful Bill was states like California were giving illegal migrants not just, you know, the basic, you walk in, you have a broken arm, okay, we're not going to let you die in the street, but they were giving them access to, you know, dental care and vision and all sorts of things that the average American, even the average American who's on Medicare, does not get access to. So imagine you're a 65-year-old American, you've retired, you worked your whole life, you know, putting money into the system, and you get the bare bones. You know, if you don't get Medicare Advantage, you're not going to get dental. And then you go to the hospital and you see people who came here illegally, broke our laws, and they're getting access to a higher quality health care than you are. It's utterly, utterly infuriating. It is so deeply unfair. And I think that this is such an obvious, obvious point. So I think both sides are waiting for the other side to sort of blink. But to me, it seems like Trump really has all the cards here, especially because you have someone like Ross Boat, who, like, this is a guy, Mark, who I believe it was, you know, in the fourth grade, He wrote a paper about what he would do in the event of a government shutdown. And his answer he would fire, I promise you this is true, hundreds and thousands of people. For the Democrats not to know that about this guy, not to be like, well, we better not shut down the government because this dude has been waiting since he was 8 years old for an opportunity like this. It was really bad planning.
That's unbelievable. Batya Angar-Sargon, she is the host of the new show, Batya, with an exclamation point. We have to say that. Batya, it's 3 p.m., 10 p.m. Central on News Nation. I know you gave a shout-out to Lucky Vittert. He's got some St. Louis connections. He's from here, you know, and he cut his teeth over on my former station, KMOX, so I had Lucky on last week.
I owe my entire career to him.
Really?
Yeah, I would never have gotten this job. He saw me on Fox News after my first book came out in 2021, and he started having me on every week. And when he took the first vacation of his entire, you know, I think it was probably 10 years, he asked me to anchor his show, and I did that for a week, and it was incredible. And that's where
that's
my
amazing.
Show grew out of. So he really, I am beyond, beyond, beyond grateful to Leland Vittert. Everyone should watch his show at 9 p.m. It is. He is the fairest journalist in America, and that is the fairest show on television.
Yeah, and he'll probably be a guest this week because we, when we connected a couple of weeks ago, he's more than willing to come on, but we were talking about the book, and the book is fantastic. Batya, thank you so much. That's great to know about
thank
Leland and the connection.
So
take care. We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.